CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website and also at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 8th of October 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Foundation and intermediate exams going online. Please keep emergency frequency clear to train the trainers courses announced. An online option for full examinations was launched in March 2017. Clubs, exam centres and candidates have all given very positive feedback. A recent exam group meeting approved the rollout of online foundation and intermediate exams. From the 1st of November, the RSGB HQ exams department will accept applications for online intermediate exams, and from the 2nd of January next year, you'll be able to apply for an online foundation exam. To bring consistency to the application process, a notice period of 10 working days will apply to every exam from the 1st of November, regardless of level or whether it's online or paper-based. All examinations, both online and paper, will still be held at exam centres and invigilated in exactly the same way as now. When applying for an exam, you must state whether electronic, paper, or a mix of examination type is required. Online exams reduce paperwork for invigilators and provide immediate feedback to the candidates. More information administrative tools are in the pipeline to assist examination secretaries. Application for paper examinations will continue as before. Tropical storm Nate is now threatening to dump flooding rains over portions of Central America, according to the National Hurricane Center. An amateur radio emergency net has been activated in Costa Rica. Amateurs not involved in the storm emergency are asked to avoid interfering or operating near storm nets. The frequencies likely to be used are 3.752, 7.24 and 14.302 MHz. 40 metres is the main HF band for traffic. Other nets active in the region could be using 7.117, 7.090 and 7.098 MHz. Train the Trainers is free to any RSGB member teaching at foundation, intermediate or advanced level. It's especially designed for anyone who does not already have a professional background in teaching. Courses must be pre-booked. Each has a maximum of 25 places allocated on a first-come, first-served basis. One RSGB Train the Trainers event is planned for the 18th of November at Worksop Amateur Radio Club. Contact Steve Hambledon by email to g0eaksteve, that's all one word, at gmail.com to book your place. On the 9th of December, there'll be a training session at Thames Amateur Radio Group in Southend-on-Sea. Email nigel.m0ich at gmail.com to book a place. Courses run from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. with a break for you to eat your own packed lunch. Tea and coffee are provided. GB17 Yota returns this December for Yota Month. Applications are coming in from clubs across the country, so apply soon if you want to be involved. Allocations will be made by the end of October. Email yota.month@rsgb.org.uk to find out more to receive the application form. VHF Contest Committee has opened a consultation to help set the rules for the 2008 series of contests. Through its earlier consultation, it's already agreed to change the scoring system for the UK activity contests to the Nordic system, but this exercise asks some wider questions. If you're a VHF contest participant, please find a few minutes, to complete the survey. It's online at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0810A and remains open until 2359 UTC on the 29th of October. Your help is much appreciated. No details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 8th, the 44th Blackwood ARS will be held at Rougemont School, Newport, Gwent. NP26QB, there's free parking, including disabled spaces. Doors open 10 a.m, entry £2.50. There'll be trade stand special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall and a bring and buy. A raffle will be held. There are talks and lectures during the day, and catering is available on site. Contact Mike Rackham, GW4JKV, on 01495 226 149. The RSGB convention, sponsored by Martin Lynch and Son, takes place on Friday to Sunday of this week, the 13th to the 15th. If you haven't already pre-booked, tickets are still available on the door at Kent's Hill Park Training and Conference Centre, Swallow House, Timbold Drive, Kent's Hill Park, Milton Keynes, MK76BZ. There are talks for all interests, and a full programme is available on the website, which is rsgb.org/convention. Next Sunday, the 15th, the Holsworthy ARS Rally takes place at Holsworthy Community College, Victoria Hill, Holsworthy in Devon, EX226JD. There's free car parking on site with disabled access. There'll be trade stands and a bring and buy. Catering's available on site. Contact Howard, M0MYB, by email, holsworthyarc@gmail.com, for more details. On Sunday the 15th, the Hornsey Amateur Radio Rally will be held at Floral Hall, 7 the Esplanade, Hornsey, HU181NQ. Car parking at the venue, doors open 10 a.m, admission £2, with under 14s free. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, special interest groups, and an RSGB book stand. A raffle will also take place. There's catering on site. Details from Rick, M0CZR 01964 533712, or email to r106221@aol.com. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or on the RSGB website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Jose EA5IDQ will be active as S9CQ from Sao Tome, IOTA reference AF023, from the 12th to the 21st of October. He'll be operating SSB and RITI on 80 to 6 metre bands, QSL home call direct via the Bureau or Logbook of the World. Craig VK5CE will be active as Stroke 8 from North Island, OC198. On the 12th to the 15th of October, he'll be operating SSB on 40, 20, 17 and 15 metres with a large array of vertical and beam antennas, QSL via Club Logs OQRS or via VK5CE, either direct or via the Bureau. The log will be uploaded after the de-expedition, as Craig won't have phone or internet access whilst on the island. https://ocfigures198.wordpress.com for more details. John MM0VEG will be active as 8 Quebec 7 Bravo India from the Maldives, AS013, until the 16th of October. He'll operate exclusively on 20 metres, using SSB if conditions are good, or PSK31 if they're not, QSL via home call, direct or Bureau, and Logbook of the World or Log Search on Club Log. Nicola, I0SNY, will be active on the HF bands as BY1DX, stroke call sign, until the 18th of October, QSL via IZ3KVD, direct, or 9α5 Uniform Radio India via the Bureau. Stan LZ1GC will be active as H40GC from Temotu Province, Tendo, OC100, until the 20th of October. He's on CWSSB, RITI and PSK on 160 to 10 metre bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, his home call either direct or via the Bureau, and Logbook of the World, www.cfigures21gc.com for more information. Now for the special news, special event news. Members of the Scarborough Amateur Radio Society will again be attending the North Yorkshire Moors Railway Annual World War II Weekend at Pickering. This year, at the events on the 13th, 14th and 15th of October, everyone's welcome to come along to the marquee in the station yard, where period radio equipment will be on display. Special event station GB2 YMR will also run throughout the weekend on 1480 metres. Contest news, the Oceania DXSSB contest ends at 0800 UTC today, the 8th. Using 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange signal report and serial number, 432 megs to 245 gigs contest, ends at 1400 UTC today, the 8th. Using all modes, exchange signal report, serial number and locator, the IARU 432 megs to 245 gigs contest ends at 1400 UTC using all modes, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Ending at 1900 UTC today, the 8th, is the Work Tall Britain HF phone contest using the 14 to 28 megs bands, the exchange signal report, serial number, WAB area and book number. Today, the 8th, the TX contest runs from 0500 to 2300 UTC using CW and SSB on 3.5 to 28 megs bands, exchange a signal report and serial number. On Monday, the 80-metre autumn series runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using CW only, the exchange a signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC. It's immediately followed by the 432 megs UK activity until contest, that is, until 2130 UTC, using all modes this time. The exchange is the same for both, signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, from 0800 UTC on the 14th to 0800 UTC on the 15th, the Oceania DXCW contest uses the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange signal report and serial number. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week saw sunspot activity remain fairly stable with the solar flux index hovering in the upper 80s. There were no solar flares and so no associated coronal mass ejections either. On the whole, geomagnetic conditions were a little more settled than they have been of late, and other than a K-index of 4 on Monday, the dial sat mostly between 1 and 3. These more settled conditions, coupled with an expected seasonal uplift in ionospheric propagation, meant there was DX to be had. Maximum usable frequencies climbed to more than 24 megs at times, although 21 megs was perhaps a little more reliable. A quick look at the International Beacon Project frequency on 21.150 MHz saw South Africa, Israel and New York beacons audible at times. The Russian and Madeira beacons also made a good showing on both 14.1 MHz and 18.110 MHz. The 5-watt ED6YAJ beacon in Majorca was 28.235 MHz. Was even audible for hours on Thursday, with few other signals on the band. Beacons are always useful tools to get a quick snapshot of HF conditions. Critical frequencies over the UK have struggled to get much above 6.2 megs at times, which means that 80 and 60 metres remain the main bands for near-vertical incidence sky wave or short-skip contacts around the UK. Next weekend, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will decline further into the low 70s as the current crop of sunspots rotate off the disk. Stormy geomagnetic conditions are predicted for Wednesday the 11th to Sunday the 15th of October, thanks to a recurrent coronal hole. If this comes to pass, we'd expect the best DX to occur in the first half of the week. Now for VHF and up, the next week or two looks very much like an autumn sequence of unsettled weather, with low pressure dominating the charts throughout the week and next. This week and next, they may be brief periods when a ridge puts in an appearance in southern Britain, but this is likely to be transient and not a strong tropo signature. Of course, such conditions become a test of all those summer antenna jobs, so this is a good time to check that all ropes and guys are secure. A strong jet stream at times over the coming week would have been useful for sporadic E in summer, but of little value at this time of the year. There are three minor meteor showers this week. The Draconids is today, the southern Taurids on Tuesday and the Delta Aurigids on Wednesday. All of them have a single-digit zenithal hourly rate, so continue to look before dawn for the best random meteor scatter contacts on the lower VHF bands. The moon reaches perigee on Monday with a maximum declination on Thursday, so a good week for EME. Look out for OK1 VVT QRV from Morocco on 144 megs as Charlie November 2 radio, and OK1 DFC in Ceuta operating from the QTH of EA9 LZ on 70, 23, 3 and 6 centimetres. More details on the HB9Q logger and MoonNet. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's it for me until next week also.